Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We will not have a personal income tax increase. We think that this has contributed to the reduction of our tax base as more and more New Yorkers move out of state for other areas where the quality of life and costs are perceived by them to be better. So at this time, we cannot consider that.
And I can only tell you, among my friends, I've never heard one person say, I'm going to move out of the city because of the taxes. Not one. Not in all the years I've lived here. You know, they can complain, oh, got my tax bill, it's heavy, but my friends all want to live here.
Want to stay or want to go? Earlier this week, Governor Patterson announced his $5.2 billion deficit reduction plan. The plan includes cuts, as the governor himself said, quote, across virtually every area of state spending, including schools, health care, and salaries of state workers. But, as you just heard, no tax increases. To help sort out the question of whether or not tax increases drive taxpayers out of the state, I'm joined now by James Parrott, Deputy Director and Chief Economist at the Fiscal Policy Institute, an organization that monitors taxes and state services in New York. Welcome, James.
Good morning. Thank you.
Also joining us is Kathy Wild, President and CEO of the Partnership for New York City, a coalition of business leaders that supports Governor's decision not to raise taxes. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
By the way, we'll also take calls on the question of raising taxes as a way to ease the state's budget crisis. Do you support the governor's decision not to raise taxes? Do you buy his rationale? Would you leave if taxes went up, if you are a millionaire? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you're not a millionaire and taxes went up for millionaires, would you leave? Or if you're not a millionaire and taxes went up for you, would you leave? Kathy Wild, we've heard a lot, and we heard a lot during the course of the campaign, of a belief that taxing people who create wealth is a bad idea. But is there historical evidence that people will move out of New York if taxes are raised for upper-income people?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that we're not in a period that has any precedence right now, so I'm not sure what whether historical precedent is what we ought to look at. Right now, we've got about 40,000 people in the financial services industry that have or are losing their jobs, are being laid off, or in firms like Lehman and Merrill and Goldman Sachs and American Express that are. So we've got a lot of people. Now, these are not rich guys in their 60s. These are people in their 30s and 40s that have families that have just lost a substantial part of their net worth. And what I'm hearing from them is they're standing back, they're making life decisions. Some of them are going to go out on their own and try and start up their own small business, and they're looking for where they can best afford to do that. And it's not just about taxes. It's about overall costs and what they think they can afford at a time of great uncertainty in the economy. And so for that group of people whom we need to fuel our recovery, who we want to keep in New York, that's where there's a real danger.
James Parrott, what about that? What is there a historical precedent for people leaving? And what about what Kathy Wild is talking about, all these people who've just lost their jobs, whose income may look high if you look at their balance sheets, but in fact have nothing coming in?
I think it would certainly be good for New York's economy if those people chose to stay in New York. And I think there's a good reason why they would want to stay in New York, because the data from the federal government on the productivity of operating a business in New York State is very clear that there's a 15% productivity advantage. This is outside of the very, you know, high income finance and real estate sectors, and the rest of the economy up and down the industrial spectrum. Producing in New York City, operating business in New York City and New York State is 15% more productive. On the governor's question that high-income people have left New York because of taxes, you know, if you look at the most recent period when taxes were increased in New York State and in New York City from 2003 to 2005, we had an additional income tax bracket or two at the very top. Taxes were higher at the top. During that period, the number of high-income people with incomes over $200,000 in New York shot up. And it continued to increase through 2007, the latest year for which we have data. So, you know, if you look at that sort of data, there was also a study about New Jersey, which had a half millionaire's tax imposed in the last couple of years. There's research on whether or not that deterred high-income people from living in New Jersey, and the conclusion of that was is that it had no material effect. So the evidence that we've seen, you know, if the governor has other evidence, we'd certainly like to see it, but the evidence that we look at indicates that, you know, we're not talking about dramatic increases in income tax rates in New York. We're talking about, you know, a fraction of a percent or maybe a little over a percent or maybe as high as 2%, something like that. Increases in that range have not driven people out of New York.
Just 2 points that I'd like to make. One is that, as James knows, the period he's referencing for both New Jersey and the New York increase was a period in which federal income tax rates went down, so that people really didn't feel the impact. We all expect that next year, income tax at the federal level on high-income people is going to be redirected and go up over the next couple of years. And we're projecting that even if New York makes no increase in their income taxes, that you're going to have people that are based in New York running own businesses, but that they're going to be paying at a 60% rate all in without any increases here. So it's something to be concerned about.
Right.
The other thing is look across the river at the jobs that have moved from Manhattan to New Jersey. And we see that New Jersey, which has had a very aggressive tax rebate program over the past decade, has in fact captured tens of thousands of jobs from New York purely on a tax sale. The same thing has happened in Stanford. So we know that aggressive tax preference policies have worked to lure jobs. So the second group, aside from the professionals that we need to keep in New York, that the 30 and 40 year old crowd, the second group we have to worry about are the people that are making location decisions for companies and are likely to move jobs. And right now, companies' budgets, as we know, are really pressured. Employers are really pressured. They're counting every penny. So we're very bullish on New York City. We know all the reasons why people want to and should be here, why employers want to and should be here. But this is a very difficult moment in history where everybody, every consumer, every business is counting every nickel, and they're very sensitive to tax increases.
Hang on one second. Let me just tell people who you are. Wait. James Parrott, hang on. Want to remind people that this is Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer, and my guests are James Parrott, the Deputy Director and Chief Economist of the Fiscal Policy Institute, and Kathy Wild, President and CEO of the Partnership for New York City. We are taking comments on this issue on our comments page at WNYC.org. Here's one from Tony from San Jose. He says, or I should say San Jose, if I want to say it the California native way, it's not so much they raised my taxes, I am leaving. It is more a barely discernible process. When someone has a choice between two jobs and one in New York, one might lean toward out of state, or one might leave the state because they can't make ends meet and don't realize it could be of taxes. Now, Kathy Wild, that would bolster your opinion. On the other hand, Mayor Bloomberg says, not once, not in all the years I've lived here. And that's a pretty emphatic statement coming from Michael Bloomberg. Has he met anyone who said, I'm leaving because of taxes? What do you think about that?
I think that probably Mayor Bloomberg hasn't spent a lot of his lifetime talking to people about taxes. I mean, it's not normal people's conversation. It's only when things are tough that we think about our marginal costs and what we care about. And right now, as we watch our 401ks disappear, things are tough. So people are thinking about and worry about where their job is going to come from and how they're going to afford their college kids' tuition. Right now, people are thinking about it. And I think that Governor Patterson is the one that's right about the sensibilities of people right now in terms of tax increases.
We should keep in mind that there are 14 other states that have higher top income tax rates than New York State does. In California, for example, last I checked, San Jose was there. The income tax rate is 9.3%.
Not when you combine the city and state.
But look at all of the advantages. Look at, Kathy, you know better than most people, certainly the advantages of operating in New York City, the quality of life, the attractions that New York has. Foreign Policy magazine recently looked at the 60 top global cities around the world in terms of where the best place to do business, and New York City came out on top, hands down, among 60 global cities as the best place to do business
because we have a free press,
because of the cultural attractions, and so on. And the mayor has been very clear on this, that, you know, within limits, we can tighten expenditures in government spending, but we have to be concerned first and foremost about the quality of life in New York City and New York State. And for that, we need to maintain spending on a good public school system, on public safety, on the arts, and so on.
Let's take some calls. Bob from Manhattan. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Andrea. It's Bob Master. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Nice hearing from you.
I'm sorry?
Nice hearing from you.
Yes.
Now, Bob, you are with the Communications Workers of America and also the Working Families Party.
Correct. And
you have a question for Kathy Wild?
Well, I have a statement. I mean, you know, or a comment. I mean, I find this discussion, you know, in some ways monumentally frustrating. I mean, we have an experiment that took place in New Jersey where the CWA, along with other advocates, succeeded in raising the millionaire's tax in 2004. And in September, a definitive study prepared by Princeton University, the principal author was the past president of the American Sociological Association and the Population Association of America, found that the millionaire's tax had virtually no impact on the location decisions of people making over $500,000 a year, which, by the way, is 2% higher than what people make in New York. And, you know, I think that fact contradicts what Kathy said about jobs moving to New Jersey.
Well, not at all. In an up economy, people say that's not true.
You said people actually relocated.
Okay. Hold on. Let Kathy respond. Go ahead,
absolutely.
Kathy Wild.
No, you're talking about a study about rich people moving. In an up economy, the marginal difference that a tax increase made doesn't make that decision. It's when the economy is in bad shape that this matters. And so we're talking about a different point in history. Also, the job location decisions, look across the river, look at the office buildings in New Jersey, go see where those jobs are coming from and have come from over the last decade. They have come from Manhattan. Same thing in Stanford. You just go look at, we have lost tens of thousands of jobs. Not just because of taxes, but between our high taxes and the fact that Jersey had a program that tax rebated
on the income tax,
it made a huge
difference. Hang on. We have to get some callers in here. Thank you for your call, Bob. We're gonna get some other callers in. But Kathy, let me ask you a question. In this last election, people making over $200,000 voted Democrat for the first time in decades, even though Obama was quite clear he was going to raise their taxes. So doesn't that suggest that there's a willingness among people with greater means to perhaps contribute more at this time in history?
I think that's absolutely true. But the difference for New York City and state is a national tax. Very few people are going to leave the U.S., and they understand the need to pay more taxes. The problem is when you piggyback a tax increase at the national level, at the city and state level. The city and state, people are not quite as captive an audience as they are to the federal government. So it's a different scenario, and it's also additive. It's every level of government, and what happens because New York City, between the state and city taxes, has the highest tax rate for our
right. But isn't that right? The question is not so much are they going to move out of the U.S. The question is maybe people making more than $1 million are willing to, you know, it's a different times, and maybe people are not going to be making decisions purely on their own economic interest, but
I think that's very fair, and I think that's true. I would agree with that, and I think that everybody is open to a conversation about how we carry this burden. I totally agree with the points James was making about we have to sustain our quality of life, our education system, our healthcare system. We've got to have a conversation about how we're going to do that. The millionaire's tax, even as proposed, that's been put forward, doesn't provide enough money to begin to satisfy the hole in our deficit. You're talking about maybe, you know, maybe it provides 10% of what we need if you do that. We've got to stand back and look at the whole picture, spending cuts, sources of revenue, what we have to do overall in the city and state. And we think that we can close this budget gap, that we should be having the conversation, but we don't think that a quick fix like, put on one particular tax, raise the income tax, we don't think that's the answer.
Let's take a call from Elaine from Rockland County. Hi, Elaine. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Hi. I'm a stay-at-home mom. My husband earns in the high six figures, and we live in Rockland County. And, you know, this year he narrowly avoided, you know, the axe with his Fortune 500 company where he works. And, you know, one of the big decisions was, you know, if he got his office right now is in Westchester, but if his office was relocated into the city with the additional tax that would be from the payroll tax, we would definitely have left the company and left New York State. Now, I'm not from here. I don't have a lot of relatives here. All our relatives are, you know, we're Yankees. We're from the East Coast, but they're not here in New York State. But having lived in the South and seeing how they're able to accomplish actually pretty darn good schools and, you know, life doesn't go to hell when you don't have a New York public school system. And
all right, James Parrott, what about that? What about what Elaine is saying?
Every 4 years, I mean, we've moved into our current house. Our property taxes and school taxes have gone up 30% in 4 years. I mean, it's like boiling a frog by degrees. How much can you take before you just decide you're getting out?
All right, James Parrott.
It's certainly true, though, that to find jobs in the high six figures, there aren't very many places around the country where those sort of jobs are readily available. In the New York metro area, I think they are. You know, again, we should look at the tax structure in other localities and states around the country. New York State's income tax is not out of line with other states. There are 14 other states that have higher income taxes. North Carolina has an 8.25% income tax rate, even when we raised the top rate in 2003 to 2005 in New York State. It went up to 7.7%, not the 8.25% where North Carolina is. And again, New Jersey has 8.97%. So I think that the economy and the cost of living is a real concern for many families up and down the income spectrum. And what we have seen in New York City and New York State is that a lot of middle-income families have moved out of New York City because housing costs have become very unaffordable and so on. But again, when you look at it from a business point of view in terms of the productivity of locating and producing in New York City and New York State, the findings are pretty remarkable. New York State is the most productive, or the second most productive, in all of the industries except for maybe mining, something like that. But and it's not just in finance and real estate. It's in professional services and information and media and healthcare and so on. This is a very productive place to do business.
All right, let's take another call. Thank you, Elaine, for your call. Margaret from Queens. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret, you're on.
Hi. Yeah, there's something about this entire argument that's so bogus to me in this housing market. People who own their home are not going to move if they can't get a decent price for it. And even if they rent, you still have the cost of moving. It's unless the tax rates increase by 75%, I just don't see it being an issue in this housing market.
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret, for your call. Catherine Wild, did you want to respond to that?
I think it's a good point. I think that's one of the things that would cause people to avoid moving if they could.
All right. You are going to have the last word on that. Thank you very much, Catherine Wild, President and CEO of the Partnership of New York City, and James Parrott, the Deputy Director and Chief Economist for the Fiscal Policy Institute. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to everyone who called. And this conversation continues on our website. Go to WNYC.org. Click on Bryant Lehrer. Would you leave New York if taxes were higher, or would you stay? And the question is chiefly if you are someone making a lot of money, but feel free to go and participate. WNYC.org. Click on Bryant Lehrer. When we come back, more on money. Should you use it to bribe your kids?